C-Crew, alle Lastwagenchauffeure und Country-Music-Fans. Da ist der Max Wirz mit dem CRS Red Ball Express. Mit unserer Lastwagenreise durch Amerika. Breaker, breaker, all you truck drivers and country music fans out there. This is Easy Going Max. Join me and C.W. McCall and his convoy. Der C.W. McCall hat mit seinem Konvoi unsere Reise eingeleitet. Mit Musik, wo die Lastwagenfahrer, die Double-Clutching, Gear-Jamming, Coffee-Drinking-Nuts gern hören. Radio puts the theater of your mind to work. Radio bringt ihre Fantasie ins Rolle. Stellen Sie sich vor, Sie seien den Lastwagenchauffeur in Amerika. Klettern Sie in Ihren Freightliner, in Jimmy. That's a GMC truck, Kenworth, White, Ford, International oder Mack Truck und hängen Sie sich unserem CRS Red Ball Express an. Red Ball, ein roter Punkt auf Kisten und Karton, ist eine amerikanische Bezeichnung für Express. Und Red Ball Express ist ein Frachtunternehmen. In unserem Fall eine brisante, heisse Sendung. Der Red Ball Express fährt heute ausnahmsweise nicht über die schnellen Autostrassen, Turnpikes, Expressways, the Thruways and Interstates, sondern über die alten US, State and County Highways. Die, die auf der Landkarte mit dünnen, blauen und roten Linien eingezeichnet sind, und durch Nestli führet wie Bear Springs, Devil's Gate, Dry Gulch Wells, Cripple Creek, Washburn Store, Chickasaw, Jacksboro and Rio Grande City. Wir treffen Leute mit Kummer, Leute, was lustig händ. Einer, wo in die Kiste kommt, will er mit seinem 18-Wheeler mit 55 durch eine 25-Meilen-Zone gefahren ist. Becky Hobbs ist in einem Roadside-Café und schwärmt vom George Jones. Sie hat Jones on the Jukebox. Und in einem grossen Freightyard singt der Dave Dudley von einem Greenhorn-Driver und vom alten Joe. Sie erfahren die Namen von 80 oder 90 Lastwagenfirmen, wo das grosse und schöne Land durchqueren und versorgen. All right then, Dave. Come on here now and tell us all about them truck lines, the Greenhorn driver and Joe, who's older than time. 10-4.
I was sitting in a terminal waiting for my load when a Greenhorn driver came in off the road. I heard him tell that foreman, get my little pink slip. This run's too tough and I'm gonna quit. Now the foreman that day happened to be old Joe. Man, he was older than time. He said, son, how long you been driving this rig? I drove all shape, form, fashion, and kind. Here you are worried about this one little trip. Why, I drove a million miles and then some. He looked at Greenhorn right in the eye and said, boy, that ain't no easy run. I drove all roadway, interstate and Boutwell and Great Lakes, overnight and time, Mayflower and Freightline, Spectre and Yellow Transit, Western Gillette, Red Ball Rider, Northwestern, Big CF and Beaver and Bell and Hoover and McLean's, Gateway and a Motor Freight and Transport and Vikings, Dixie, Ohio, Transamerican Sub, East Texan, Mason, Dixon, Watkins, and Transcon, Wilson Associates. Got all that driving done. I'll tell you, boy, there ain't no easy run. You got a gal in Texas, they send you up to Maine. You got a gal in New York, they send you off the plains. I know what your problem is. You got woman trouble, son. But like I said, there ain't no easy run. I drove for Navajo and Brady and Bruce and D.C. North American Allied, Chicago Motor Freight and Pipe, B-Mac and Curtis, Eastern and MX, and there's a Garrett, Ace, Federal and ETMF, Neptune and Herrien and Briggs and Sealand, Dudley, Dorsey, Beacons and Cunningham, Cooper, McRory and Jones and American too, Acme and Central, Standard and Boston, Sioux and United and Buckingham. Got all that driving done. They'll tell you, boy,
there ain't no easy run.
I've been backward and forward and uphill and downhill. Shills and spills and thrills and pills. How about Atlas and Framer, Alabama Highway Express? Murphy Line and Long and Harris, General Strickland, Eagle and Key. And how about that Nashville bypass on a Friday afternoon? That'll blow your hat off. That's something else. Atlantic Daily.
Reflections of a woman whose pearl just fell. And burly men who roll the trucks along, listen, you'll be thankful when you hear my song. You've really got it made if you're hauling goods any place on earth except those Haynesville woods. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're loaded with potatoes and you're driving down, you've got to drive that road to get to Boston town. When it's winter up in Maine, better think it over twice. That Haynesville road is just a rip of the vine. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. When they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. When you're talking to a trucker that's been hauling goods along that stretch of road they call the Haynesville Woods, he'll tell you that dying and going down below is not as bad as driving on that road of ice and snow. It's a stretch of road up north in Maine that's never, ever, ever seen a smile. If they buried all the truckers lost in them woods, there'd be a tombstone every mile. There'd be a tombstone every mile.
Das ist der Charlie Moore gsi, wo von einer gefährlichen Strasse in Maine gesungen hat, wo nach jeder Meile ein Grabstein steht. A tombstone every mile. Sie sind unterwegs mit dem CRS Red Ball Express bei Country Music Switzerland mit Musik aus vergangenen Zeiten, wo wir auf unserer Reise durch Amerika über Clear Channel AM Radio Stations und regionale FM Stations gehört haben. Loretta Lynn, the coal miner's daughter, erklärt einer anderen Frau, wo ihren Mann wegschnappen möchte: You ain't woman half enough to take my man. Du bist nicht halbe die Frau, wo mir mein Mann wegnehme. Und der Dennis Olsen macht einen Vergleich zwischen Cowboy, Hobo and Truck Driving Outlaw.
First came the cowboy, rode across the plains. Then came the hobo, boarding old freight train. Let me tell you a story now of a man that we all know. Truck driving outlaw, where'd you go? He drives a semi, pretends it's a big old steed. Never thinks of tomorrow, mind drifts back to a time so long ago. Truck driving outlaw, where to go? He drives from coast to coast to satisfy his soul. The things that keep him going, how to hear those big wheels roll. His mind drifts back to a time so long ago. Truck driving outlaw, where you go? Truck driving outlaw, where you go? Soul. The things that keeps him moving, how to hear those big wheels roll. His mind drifts back to a time so long ago. Truck driving outlaw, where'd you go? Truck driving outlaw, where'd you go?
Said tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we all send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on we got more hot bologna, eggs and gravy, and by now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, "Where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law." Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, "Son, let this teach you not to race." The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Das ist der Geschichtenerzähler Tom T. Hall gsi. Er ist zu schnell durch ein Städtli gefahren und prompt im County Jail gelandet und eine ganze Woche sitzen geblieben. Sie hören Lieder und Geschichten von und über Lastwagenfahrer und von Frauen, wo die Heimen auf sie warten. Heute zusammengestellt als CRS Red Ball Express bei Country Music Switzerland, unserem Country Radio aus der Schweiz für die Schweiz. In den späten 80er und anfangs der 90er Jahre ist Patti Loveless sehr populär gewesen. Sie singt als zweitfolgendes Stück I Can't Get You Off of My Mind. Und aber ein LP mit Titel How Fast Them Trucks Can Go, wo wir in Nashville gekauft haben, hören Sie den Claude Gray. He's one of the older boys from Texas, wo schon 1958 gesungen hat und bis in die 80er Jahre immer wieder in den US Country Charts erschienen ist. Nicht gerade an oberster Stelle, aber er ist immer dabei gewesen. Der folgende Titel hat er im 79 aufgenommen. Es ist eine herrliche Beschreibung von A Little Place on 66, wo die Truck Drivers sich mit Ham and Eggs, Bread and Meat verpflegen und der Kellnerin Flo $5 Trinkgeld geben für eine $2 Mahlzeit. Und alle will plagieren sie, wie schnell ihre Lastwagen fahren können. Here's Claude telling us how fast them trucks will go.
You know, a lot of folks stop at truck stops. They just naturally think they should. 'Cause they figure any place a truck driver eats, the food's just got to be good. So they go out there amongst all them truck drivers, sitting around talking low. They're talking about women and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. There's the little old place out on 66 where a lot of the drivers stop and get their kicks. Reckless eyeballing this waitress they got called Flo. There's always a bunch in here hanging out, cutting up and talking about how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will come. What's a wonder a feller can sit down and eat is ham and eggs or his bread and meat with a good-looking woman like that around and on the go. First thing you know, you get to fidgeting and fussing and a nudging one another instead of discussing how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that and how fast them trucks will go. she just takes it all in stride and swells all up with her woman pride. She's tickled plum pink you come in to see the show. She throws a little extra wiggle in that walk, and you just sit there and grin and talk about homemade loving and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks will go. I can't explain how it makes you feel, but you tip her $5 on a $2 meal. Get yourself together and start heading out kind of slow. While you're pushing that diesel on down the line, you get to thinking about your woman you left behind, how she wiggles when she walks and stuff like that, and how fast them trucks are going.
Sign on a road that winds out on the broad highway, but the place for me is the sign I see.
D-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
There's a railroad crossing and a bus a rocking, just taking me away, but I'll pass the time till I see that sign.
D-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
I'm gonna settle down that city fair. I'm homeward bound and I know I'll soon be there, where the tall corn grows and the black all flows in old O'KLA. In the middle of it all I hear that call,
D-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
Thank you. City Fair. I'm homeward bound, and I know I'll soon be there. Well, there's no use talking, 'cause I'll get there walking if there's just no other way. 'Cause I read that sign on the old state line,
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
Tulsa, straight ahead. Gradus nach Tulsa, Oklahoma. Vortreit vom Ray Benson und seiner Band Asleep at the Wheel. Auch die Nummer geht einige Jahrzehnte zurück. Asleep at the Wheel, einfach übersetzt, eingeschlafen am Steuerrad, ist ungewöhnlich. Und ich habe seit Jahren ohne Ergebnis versucht, eine Erklärung dafür zu finden. Bei Country Radio Switzerland, Texas Music Time, habe ich von Bruno Michel gehört, dass er mit Ray schon geredet hat und habe per E-Mail von Bruno erfahren, dass es hinter dem Bandtitel eigentlich gar keine Geschichte gibt. Die Musiker haben über einen möglichen Titel gesinniert und Asleep at the Wheel, as funny as it may seem, hat ihnen am besten gefallen. Eine von diesen Geschichten von ein paar Boys aus Paw Paw, West Virginia, wo in Texas mit Western Swing gross wurden und immer noch gross sind. Gehört bei Country Radio Switzerland, bei unserem Country Radio, aus der Schweiz, für die Schweiz. Jetzt machen wir mit dem CRS Red Ball Express einen Abstecher in den einzigartigen und grössten Staat Down South. The Lone Star State of Texas. Tanya Tucker singt uns vor, wie man den Pecos Promenade tanzt, und der Bobby Bear klagt über eine verblichene Liebe und geht wieder heim auf Texas. He's gone back to Texas.
Why did I hurt that woman? She ain't never done me wrong. I ran away and left her for a redhead and a song. I got no brains, I got no sense. I never had no class. I'm going back to Texas and be one more horse's ass. Yeah, I'm going back to Texas and be one more horse's ass. I used to be your stallion, but that's all in the past. So place the tail on my nose and point me toward the grass. Yeah, I'm going back to Texas and be one more horse's ass. Yeah!
road map of Texas, you can see that it's a wide open state. From Amarillo down to Boma, you can bet that it's a honky-tonkin' place. Babe, I'd like to rock and roll in Dallas and disco down on Galveston Bay. But when God made those West Texas cowboys, He gave them the Pecos Promenade.
Be off with the Cotton Eye Joe, hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Pecos Promenade. Here's signs hanging by the door, sawdust on an old dance floor. Tip your hat for the Pecos Promenade.
When the sun starts going down on the prairie and the starlight falls on the sage, that's when a cowgirl needs a cowboy to do the Pecos Promenade. Tonight's the first time I saw him, we can hear those twin fiddles play. Houston starts to feel like Lone Star Heaven as we dance the Pecos Promenade.
Beat off with the Cotton Eye Joe, hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Pecos Promenade. Tip your hat for the Pecos Promenade.
That's when a cowgirl
needs a cowboy
to do the Pecos Promenade.
Aha.
I was sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. Been drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was... what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors, brewed from a mountain stream. A hater set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Ooh, it sure is fine. Yeah, and we was having ourselves what you call one of them real good times. But you know, every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friends, sure enough, wants to fight. Yeah, he gonna whoop everything in sight. Well, sir, he took him a big cold swaller of beer, and he walked over and spit it in my Mexican friend's ear. Well, now, sure enough, that made my buddy real mad, 'cause that's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife, and quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor at one of his ears. Well, he cut that thing off even with the sideburn. Now, you might say that that little old Mexican fella just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. He bent over with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. And he said, "Now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way." That's what I heard him say. And I said, "Barmaid, set us up a round of that Colorado Kool-Aid. And while you're up there, bring this feller a box of Band-Aids." Now, let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and you decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid and maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, let me tell you, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuffs. Hey, ain't that right, big man? I said, ain't that right, big man? Oh, hell. He can't hear, not on this side anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us a big glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? You still got your ear in your hand? Hey, Lordy.
Retzo Wein, another one of those truck-driving sons of guns. Mit der Geschichte, wo sich in einer Bierbeiz in Houston, Texas, zutreit hat. Während dem er sein Durst mit Colorado Kool-Aid gelöscht hat. Colorado Kool-Aid ist Coors Beer, brewed in Golden, Colorado. Songs und Geschichten von und über Truck Drivers und ihre Frauen, verpackt als CRS Red Ball Express, a convoy rolling across the USA, right here, auf Country Radio Switzerland, dies Country Radio aus der Schweiz, für die Schweiz. Jetzt gehen wir zurück auf Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world and music city USA. Und höret, wie down-to-earth country music tönt hat, wo ich als Teenager the American Forces Network in Europe früh am Morgen Hillbilly Reveille gloset han. Da isch einer von denen Sänger, Texter, Komponisten, wo country music in die Welt rausgetragen haben. The Hank Williams Senior mit seinem Nummer 1 Hit aus 1950. Wieso hast du mich nimmer so gern wie früher? Why don't you love me like you used to do?
Well, why don't you love me like you used to do? How come you treat me like a worn-out shoe? My hair's still curly and my eyes are still blue. Why don't you love me like you used to do? Ain't had no loving like a hugging.
Southern state. The day young Skinner died, we'd show our pride. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made.
A little Dixieland, boys. Ah, yes.
I'd have all the whiskey made in Tennessee, and all the horses raised in those Kentucky hills. The national treasury would be in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'd put Hank Williams' picture on $100 bills. I'd have all the cars made in the Carolinas, and I'd ban all the ones made in China. I'd have every girl child sent to Georgia to learn to smile and talk with that southern accent. It drives me wild. Fiddles made in Virginia, 'cause they sure can make them sound so fine. I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain and see old Clifton Clowers and have a sip of his good old Arkansas wine. Hey, if the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd probably run for president of the southern states. When Patsy Cline passed away, that would be our national holiday.
Unverkennbar, der Hank Williams Jr. mit der Redneck Pauptik, dass es am Land besser gängte, wenn der Süde gewonnen hätte. Country Music of Bygone Days. Country Music aus vergangenen Zeiten, verpackt in eine musikalische Reise mit dem CRS Red Ball Express. Breaker Breaker 19, this is Easy Going Max, thanking you for joining me in the rockin' chair. Tune in again when the CRS Red Ball Express hits the road again. Da ist der Max Wirtz, Dankeschön fürs Dabeisein. Bleibet Sie bei CRS, bei Country Radio Switzerland, the country station in Switzerland for Switzerland. Mir behaltet Sie im Schuss mit dem Lächle. We keep you swinging and smiling. Und jetzt noch ein bisschen instrumentale Country Music. Mel Tillis, seine elfma Western Swing Band, The Statesiders mit Silver Bells.